Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Gopi Jana Balava Siri Bharadhari. Gopi Jana Balava Siri Bharadhari. Yashoda Nandana Brajadana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Brajadana Ranjana. Namunatira Manacha. Yamuna tira vanachaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai, Jagannath Subhadra Baladev ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 7, Text Number 36. Yajamani Uvacha Swagatam Te Prasidesha Tubhyam Namaha Srinivasa Shriya Kutarya Mahi Na Tam Na Disha Nirgayar Makai Shobate Shirsha Hina Ka Bando Yuha Purusha Yajaman Yuvacha Swagatam Te Prasidesha Tubhyam Namaha Srinivasa Shriya Kanhaya Trahina. Sorry. Twam Rite Disha Nadigair Mukha Shobha Shirshahina Kabando Yata Purushaha Somebody go, I don't have my glasses so I can't see it, right? Go ahead. Yajamani Vacha Swagatam Te Prasidesha Tubhyam Namaha Srinivasa Shriya Kantaya Triyanaha Chobate Shiv Shahina Kabando Yata Purushaha Yajaman Uvacha Swagatam Te Prasidesha Tubhyam Namaha Srinivasa Shriya Kantaya Trayinaha Twamrite Disha Nangaya Mukha Shobhate Shir Shahina Kabando Yata Purushaha Yajaman Uvacha Swagatam Te Pradidesha Tubhyam Namaha Srinivasa Shriya Kantaya Trayinaha Tvam Jate Disha Nangaya Makashobate Shir Shahina Kabando Yata Prushaha Yajamani Uvacha Swagatam Te Pradidesha Tubhyam Namaha Twam Rite Disha Nangair Maka Shobate Shisha Hinak Kabando Yata Purushaha Ladies Yajaman Yuvacha Swagatam Te Prasidesha Tubhyam Namaha Srinivasa Shriya Kantaya Trayinaha Tvam Rite Disha Nangair Makak Shobate Shir Shahina Kabando Yata Purushaha Yajaman Yuvacha Swagatam Te Prasidesha Tubhyam Namaha Srinivasa Shriya Kantaya Trayinaha Tvam Rite Disha Nangair Makak Shobate Shir Shahina Kabando Yata Purushaha Yajamani, the wife of Daksha, Uvacha, prayed, Suagatam, auspicious appearance, Te, your, Prasida, become pleased, Isha, my dear Lord, Tubhyam, unto you, Nama, respectful obeisances. Srinivasa, abode of the goddess of fortune. Shriya, with Lakshmi. Kantaya, your wife. Trahi, protect. Na, us. Twam, you. Rite, without. Adisha, O Supreme Controller, Na, not, Angai, with bodily limbs, Maka, the sacrificial arena, Shobate, is beautiful, Shirsha Hina, without the head, Kabanda, possessed of only a body, Yata, as. Purusha, a person. The wife of Daksha prayed as follows. My dear Lord, it is very fortunate that you have appeared in this arena of sacrifice. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, and I request that you be pleased on this occasion. The sacrificial arena is not beautiful without you, just as a body is not beautiful without a head. You're going to repeat this one? The wife of Daksha prayed as follows. My dear Lord, it is very fortunate that you have appeared in this arena of sacrifice. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, and I request that you be pleased on this occasion. The sacrificial arena is not beautiful without you, just as a body is not beautiful without a head. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Another name of Lord Vishnu is Yageshwara. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that all activities should be performed as Vishnu Yajna for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. Unless we please Him, whatever we do is the cause of our bondage in the material world. This is confirmed herein by the wife of Daksha. Quote, without your appearance, the grandeur of this sacrificial ceremony is useless, just as a body without the head, however decorated it may be, is useless. Unquote. The comparison is equally applicable to the social body. Material civilization is very proud of being advanced, but it is actually the useless trunk of a body without a head. Without Krishna consciousness, without an understanding of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, any advancement in a civilization, no matter how sophisticated, is of no value. There is a statement in the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya 3.11. Bhagavat Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastram Japastapa Apranasyaiva Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. The purport is that sometimes when a friend or relative dies, especially among the lower class of men, the dead body is decorated, dressed and ornamented. The body is taken in procession. That sort of decoration of the dead body has no actual value because the life force is already gone. Similarly, any aristocracy, any social prestige, or any advancement of material civilization without Krishna consciousness is as good as the decoration of a dead body. The name of the wife of Daksha was Prasuti, and she was the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu. Her sister, Devahuti, was married to Kardama Muni, and Kapiladev, the personality of Godhead, became her son. Prasuti then was the aunt of Lord Vishnu. She was asking the favor of Lord Vishnu in an affectionate mode since she was his aunt. She sought some special favor. Also significant in this verse is the Lord is praised with the goddess of fortune. Wherever Lord Vishnu is worshipped, naturally there is the favor of the goddess of fortune. Lord Vishnu is addressed as Amrita, transcendental. The demigods, including Brahma and Shiva, were produced after the creation, but Lord Vishnu existed before the creation. He is addressed, therefore, as Amrita. Lord Vishnu is worshipped with his internal energy by the Vaishnavas. Prasuti, the wife of Daksha, implored the Lord to turn the priest into Vaishnavas instead of simply fruitive workers performing sacrifices for some material benefit. Om Agana Timirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sajrajatam Sahagana Shri Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Okay. Nice to see so many devotees in a Bhagavatam class and be on television. We don't know how many are hearing and watching the class these days, huh? All over the world. I tuned into the radio sometimes. It was the best thing I ever found on the internet, just hearing one class after another from all the different sadhus that come here. So Srimad Bhagavatam is all auspicious and all beneficial for everyone. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Shvastayanam Mahat. And anything, this should be discussed daily and regularly in all of our life is based on this Srimad Bhagavatam. Very strong, kicking out all materially motivated religions, Kaitava Dharma from the very beginning. And in this Kali Yuga, the Kaitava Dharma is very prominent. In the name of any kind of religion, they're preaching, stop all, there'll be no trouble, you'll get rich, you'll never get sick, you'll be cured of any kind of disease. And people are being cheated, like anything. But the Bhagavatam, we have this absolute truth. We have this special mercy, and it's meant for everyone to be distributed widely to everyone and then discussed. There's nothing higher than this. Of course, this Daksha Jagya, it's interesting that she mentions a body without a head, since Daksha ended up getting his head cut off. But this material civilization is like that. It's just they're making everything is seeming so nice, beautiful highways, skyscraper buildings, but nothing is just like we see one little earthquake, one little hurricane can wipe out, you know, so much of it. And it's just a small, you know, it's all temporary anyway. So better we focus on the soul. Focus on understanding who we are and what we're meant to be doing. Jivera Swarupoi Nichera Krishna Das. That our real position is just to serve Krishna. How exactly we're going to serve Krishna, that's another thing. That's up to Krishna. He makes all kinds of arrangements in this material world or in the spiritual world. But we're here. We have this bhakti yoga process. So there's really nothing further to be gained. In the spiritual world, the same activities are there. Kirtan, constant glorification of the Supreme Lord, chanting the name of the Lord, dressing the Lord, feeding him, collecting flowers. All these things are going on, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're able to do all these things. We're practicing. We don't need to build up a big opulent material civilization. That's being done all over the world. There's so many cities and they keep building more and more things. They come out with new models of cars every day, and so many different things to try to enjoy this material world, so many games to play, so many amazing things they do to forget Krishna. And we're trying to make people remember Krishna. So we do that by giving them the holy name. The holy name has unlimited potencies to relieve one of all their karma, whatever sins they've committed in so many lifetimes. And it is something that people don't forget. They see the devotees chanting, they hear the holy name, and people can never forget that, even unconsciously. If they just see the face with tilak on it, so much benefit is there. We can preach just by going around with tilak on, actually. Nowadays, nobody bothers to ask us what it is, even, like they used to, right? Used to be they always want to know what that is, but for years and years, nobody ever asked. Sometimes in Africa, they do on the television or something. One reporter in America, this was a long time ago in New York, was asking Prabhupada, you know, you people dress funny, you know, people don't like this. Why do you do that? Don't you know that people think you look odd and people think you're weird? Why do you do this? Prabhupada said, we want to attract as much attention as possible. How else can we attract it? You know, what do we have to? We don't have a satellite television channel. We don't have so much. And by, of course, giving books, the books have great potency, even if people aren't reading them. But we should not take advantage of that. We should be reading them. As we travel around, we see that most householders, they have Bhagavatam set, but they're not always reading it very much. But everyone should be reading this and getting fixed up in this knowledge so that we can really get strong and understand the urgency, how the people are suffering. The natural thing is compassion. Most human beings have that. So I saw recently that hurricane, and then everywhere I went, there was a sign, you know, give donation, help the victims. You know, church groups were out, you know, begging in the streets, collecting from cars, doing whatever they could. We should have that kind of feeling of urgency to help. Everybody's a victim of Kali Yuga. Everyone is being devoured. Everyone is being misled, misdirected, cheated in every way, being convinced that they're their body, that, you know, that all kinds of sense gratification is all they need. And they need to be saved. We need to, you know, really work out to help them. We can't sit back just because we got some relief, because we won't be able to hold on to that relief if we don't get this compassion, this feeling of, you know, like Srila Prabhupada had. He saw everyone. Everyone is suffering. Everyone is on the verge of death, and what's going to happen to them when they die, unless they hear about Krishna. Some interesting examples here, especially it says in low-class society, the body's all decorated and dressed up, and I think America is the champion of that, right? Decorating the dead bodies, they spend so much money. One of the Matajis in Gita Nagari, her mother just died, and you know, everybody was asked, did you get a steel coffin or a wood coffin? Did you do this? Did you do that? You know, how much money did you spend on the dead body? Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he wrote a book, Die Before You Die, and his mother, she was a very religious Christian lady and had, you know, struggled quite a bit to bring up her children. But she told them all when she was getting old, she said, you know, bring me flowers while I'm still alive. She said, don't do anything when I'm dead. Don't cry at my funeral. He said the whole family was there trying not to cry at the funeral because the mother had that much realization. Don't spend all kinds of money on the dead body. You know, do something while I'm still alive. Of course, it's different when the spiritual master, the devotees, and we decorate the body and fix it up, you know, with Vaishnav tilak and tulsi leaves and all those things in order to, before burning it. So, that's different. That's not trying to pretend that the person is the body and decorating it all up and buying a million-dollar box for it and all these things. Like, they try to convince people that that's the way to show your love, right? I saw the ad here in Los Angeles. What's that big cemetery here? The world famous. Huh? Yeah. It said, you know, arrange your own funeral now. Don't trust your relatives. I really saw a big signboard. They promote things, and people do. They, oh, yeah. They might get you the cheap one, you know. You got to make sure you get a really opulent one. So here, this is, of course, Krishna has to be there in any situation. Without Krishna, everything is just like is dead. There's no beauty. She said the sacrificial arena, just like a body without a head is not beautiful. Very frightening to see a body without a head. The kids see that a lot now in the video games and stuff, but it's not very nice. It's never beautiful. Even the most beautiful body, if it doesn't have a head, you know, or just a head without the body. So when Krishna came in the sacrificial arena, when Vishnu came, it's nice. And he's Srinivas, the abode of the goddess of fortune. It goes together, good fortune and worshiping Krishna. And even like, because people are in anxiety, many people worship Lakshmi without Vishnu, because they just want the opulence. So they're like Ravana. He kidnapped Lakshmi. He didn't want Ram. They're just trying to worship just to get the good fortune, just to get rich, just to get money. But they don't worship Krishna. But we worship the Supreme Lord, who is always accompanied by Lakshmi. Although he doesn't always give the devotees unlimited wealth. He gives us what's good for us. But somehow he always provides. Lord Chaitanya once asked Srinivas Acharya, he said, Srivas Prabhu, how is it that you don't work, but you always have, you know, whatever you need? You have money and house and food, and he had a big family. And then he asked him, how can you have faith in this Nityananda, this madman of Aduta? Nobody knows where he came from. His behavior is so odd. And, you know, how can you have faith in him? And Srivas said, well, even if I see Nityananda going in the liquor shop, even if he marries a Muslim girl, I will never lose faith. I'll know that whatever he's doing is for the benefit of everyone. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy. And he said, because you have this faith in Lord Nityananda, this strong, you know, Shraddha, and you never give it up, that even if Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, becomes a beggar, and she's going door to door just to beg alms, and she's gone bankrupt, you will never, there'll never be any poverty in your home. That was a benediction he gave him for just having all this faith in Lord Nityananda. This is very important. We don't need, you know, anything. If we really surrender to Krishna, Krishna provides everything. We're seeing that all over the world. And there's no need either to ask Krishna for material things. Of course, we want to make nice temples. We want to preach. We want to do big festivals. But that's not asking for our own sense gratification. But for ourselves, Krishna provides everything according to our karma. But for surrendering to Krishna, that's not karma. That's the one thing we have not done throughout all our millions of births and deaths in this material world. We've had, you know, all the different species. We've had every kind of sense gratification. But obviously, we've never fully surrendered to Krishna. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So that's what we should try to do. We want to try something different and try what's actually the goal of human life, the purpose of being in the human life. We have a purpose, is simply to utilize everything in Krishna's service. This opulent civilization is here. all these decorations on the dead body. They're there, but they can be utilized in Krishna's service. Actually, these big cities, you know, it gives some facility to catch many people in one place, give them the holy name, give them books, you know, attract them with Rath Yatra festivals. And by Prabhupada's grace, these Rath Yatras, LA, of course, still, I guess, is the biggest one outside of India. Durban is quite big also. More big, 4 days. 4 days of festival with, I don't know how many, 200,000 plates of free prasadam they give. But all over the world. And this way people are becoming, you know, familiarized with Krishna consciousness. Devotees are distributing books all over the world in huge numbers. I was just in Scotland. They have their congregation sponsoring sets of Srimad Bhagavatam for giving to different institutions like Shastradan. Some of them are giving one set a month. They put already in all the prisons in Scotland full set of Srimad Bhagavatam. They're going after every school, every library, every hospital. You know, devotees are getting empowered all over the world. Because of this connection with Srila Prabhupada, with the disciplic succession that comes from this Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rupa Goswami said, you know, no jane janita, kiyadbiramritai, krishneti varnadvai, that nobody knows how much nectar is in these two syllables, Krishna. Nobody knows, but we can keep trying to relish it. And we all find the more we chant, the better it gets. The more we read Bhagavad Gita, it gets better and better all the time. It's nitya navana yovanam cha. It's ever fresh, ever green, not something that, you know, you just learn something, a few facts and figures, and then you go to the next textbook. Right, you have to sell your old ones at a cheap price. But it's something that every time we read scripture, every time we read Bhagavatam, it's newer and fresher and better, and more realizations come because that's Krishna. He's spiritual. Spiritual things don't get old, they don't get stale, they don't go bad. They get better and better all the time. But we have to take it seriously. We have to get the mercy of the Guru, and the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya said very simply, Vaishnav seva nama sankirtan dui pabe shigre shi Krishna charan. I may have left out a few words in Bengali there, but the translation is that simply by serving the Vaishnavas, and by Nam Sankirtan, by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Simply by these two things in Shigram, very quickly, you will get the lotus feet of Krishna. You will attain the Shri Krishna Charan. Then take shelter of Krishna and be able to serve without any reservations, without any desire for our own, like Bhakti Vinod said, when will I give up all desire for myself, my own comfort, and set out to preach the divine message of Lord Chaitanya? Because Krishna is transcendental. It has nothing to do with the material world. Can't be understood by any kind of materialistic thing. So, anyway, Daksha, we know Daksha's, Daksha means expert. Prabhupada said he was expert at sex, but it got him in trouble quite a few times because he offended Vaishnavas, offended Narada Muni, offended Lord Shiva. So being expert in material things is not is okay if someone is expert, if they use it all for Krishna. But we want to become expert at chanting the holy name and paying attention to it, with concentrating to hear that sound, Krishna. Then there's nothing further to be gained. There's nothing more necessary. Then we should want to have millions of ears to hear better and millions of tongues. That means we'd like to see, you know, thousands of people here in the kirtan, millions. Of course, there are. We don't know how many thousands are joining in on the television, but hopefully there's more and more. I know devotees. I know one devotee in England. That's, you know, he works, and that's his. He just watches the LA television at night or something. I think there's another one at Latchua or something. So there must be many, many. They do that. They're able to attend then. Because Kali Yuga, people are stressed out. They can't really move around that much. Or they're just shy to come where there's a lot of people. So devotees are thinking of so many different ways to become expert at injecting the, how is it in the first canto, injecting the, you know, the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam into the dull heads of the conditioned souls to create a revolution in the minds of these people. This is a real revolution. You know, no sense gratification. I was just visiting Minneapolis, so the first advertisement when you get off the plane is how nearby the casino is. You know, like a few, it wasn't that long ago there was only gambling in Las Vegas, but now everywhere you go there's big, big signboards and special buses to take you directly from the airport to the casino, and offshore gambling, riverboat gambling, internet gambling, right? It's really easy now to find this sense gratification. Everything is very, especially on the internet, you can get any kind of nonsense. You can also get Krishna, but we have to let people know. We have to let people know this is valuable. You know how much they're suffering. The people are. We can't imagine how much they're suffering. They can wake up when, you know, people are getting physically endangered, or their homes are wiped out by the floods or something. But their bodies on fire. All of our bodies are on fire. We don't know when it's going to be finished, right? There's no, most of us don't get, you know, a big warning exactly. Some do. Some do, and they have a chance to think about it. But not everybody becomes more spiritual, although sometimes, the one devotee I was just talking, he'd met a lot of, in his work, a lot of cancer patients, and, you know, some of them just, they were Christian, but, you know, when they realized they had cancer, they just started, you know, reading the Bible and praying constantly, and they forgot everything else. They said it was the best thing that ever happened to them. But we have this knowledge, and we should be aware that the body's on fire. We're not going to live that long. We don't know. Just be how old doesn't matter. And no matter how long you live, you've got to be ready. So that was Bhakti Tirthamraj named that book, Die Before You Die. You know, get written, give up, you know, realize what kind of attachments do we have. You know, what are we putting our most important things? And what if we knew we were going to die, like, immediately? Then what would we want to concentrate on? What would we ask for? Obviously, we want Krishna. We want to be chanting. We want to be surrounded by devotees. Then we should want that all the time. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. That was more or less Lord Chaitanya's first beginning teachings to Sanatana Goswami, that the, you know, the Sadhu Sangha, that is the declared by all the scriptures, is to be the highest perfection. Even one moment, one Lava Matra, that's a very short time, but even that is valuable. I just had experience. I have a bunch of cousins there in Minneapolis. They're young, younger than me. They're second cousins. And I hadn't, practically can't remember ever even meeting them. And They were all telling me that they have this amazing memory of chanting with me when I visited my mother one time. I don't remember it. For the life of me, I can't remember. I tried. But all of them say that, oh, it was so wonderful. We were singing and dancing, and I never forgot it. That was 40 years ago. It's the only time they met a devotee. So I had some understanding how the power of chanting. And wherever we go, Lord Chaitanya just said, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Give them the holy name. Give them the Bhagavad Gita. Because it will, change their lives. Even a few moments. Because that chanting and remembering the holy name has so much power. We can study and study the scriptures and try to comprehend, but it's way beyond our comprehension. We tend to maybe take it for granted. Okay, we're chanting every day. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Finish your rounds, right? But actually, we should never think we finished. We should be trying to think we haven't started yet. But that's why we need to read and we need to hear and associate. By reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can associate with such great devotees. All Lord Chaitanya's associates, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Haridas Thakur, all these people who really had the real understanding of what the holy name is. And then we can get that also. We get to cause this mercy of the Lord to really cry out, we don't want anything else, only Krishna. When we come to that point, then we get Krishna fully. Otherwise, we get some, so we're happy. We see many people, we become complacent after some time, but we want to, it's ever fresh and ever new. Want to be like a Jayananda Prabhu. He would always, every kirtan, he'd say, that was the best kirtan I ever had. Every prasadam, he said, this was the best prasadam I ever had. Devotees would say, you said that yesterday. He said, that was also the best. And he wasn't just, faking it. He was. That's how devotees feel. It's ever fresh. When we see the deities every day, it's a new life's experience. Mangalartik is a big festival every day. All these things, everything we do is a big spiritual festival, a great benediction, rare mercy of the Lord, that we can render direct service, that we can chant the holy name, that he'll associate with us, such degraded, fallen people. But Lord Chaitanya is completely merciful. Lord Nityananda is more merciful. He brought the Mahamantra from the spiritual world to inundate the whole world. And we have nothing really to do except to try to give it to more and more people, to give these books, to anyone and everyone. Give them association with devotees. People are looking for devotees. Many people have memories, or they eat in our restaurants or whatever they do. But they need to meet devotees again and again. There's people all over looking for devotees. They can't find them. Right? I've met so many people that they tell me, I didn't know there was any more Hare Krishnas. Haven't seen you guys for so many years. Because in the 70s, they used to see us like all the time. So we have to think how to get ourselves out, and make ourselves available to the people. Have programs and festivals everywhere so people can easily come. Then we can connect, and this is Prabhupada's mission. Prabhupada had such great compassion, feeling for everybody, that, he could do so many amazing things he did, miraculous, such a short time, starting out with nothing, coming to America. I was just reading when he first got his own room there at Dr. Mishra's. It was a room with no windows even, just a rectangular room, and Prabhupada only had his steel trunk and his chatter. He would sit on the chatter and invite people in, and people would come, to listen. And he spoke, those are the first lectures where he spoke so strongly, how you have to have a guru and how Vrindavan is his real home. And, they never heard of any of these things. But he didn't consider. He just utilized whatever Krishna gave him. And within a few years, he had, so many temples and so many devotees. And still growing so much all over the world. We can't keep up how many temples There's a festival coming up in Russia in a few days. That one, about 3,000 devotees come every year. That's just one of their festivals. And because Prabhupada went to Russia for 3 or 4 days and just met one boy and gave him one Bhagavad Gita. Special arrangement is that the Bhagavad Gita was even there. Everybody told Shyamasundara, don't take any books with you because they'll take them away or they'll arrest you or something. And just as they were getting on the plane, Malati handed him the Bhagavad Gita and said, take this. So he took it. And then the KGB guy was looking through the Bhagavad Gita, you know, and she had put a whole bunch of pictures in there and they all fell out on the floor. And so the guy got embarrassed or something and picked up all the pictures and just said, here, take it. So they got the Bhagavad Gita in without trying, and they gave it to one boy, and he went out and made so many devotees just by Prabhupada preaching to him after, you know, 2 or 3 days. And, of course, praying intensely for Krishna to have mercy on such a place. So now there's so many devotees there, nobody has any idea how many. And we have Russians all over the world, you know, helping all our temples. So we want to pick up on that. You please give me your mercy. I travel around and try, but we need many, many devotees going, you know, staying home and inviting people, or going around your own neighborhood, or, you know, whatever we can do, or being outside here when all the guests come to be able to preach to everybody. You know, inviting people, bringing people, so many ways we can do that. And that way we get the full mercy of Guru and Krishna, the Panchatattva, you know, Lord Nityananda, Dvaita, all these great personalities that are, they're ready to give unlimited mercy, but we have to just open up and take it. So New Dwarka, of course, is exemplary, always was. Srila Prabhupada stayed here so long and established, you know, so many things that are still going on more and more. The incredible deity worship and biggest festivals and restaurants. So many things here. And can don't have time to list them all, but I guess you all know. And so many books going out. And it's emanating, you know, all over the world. So just pray that Krishna will send more and more people to help us to get out more and more in this big, big city, hellish city. But Krishna is there. He can make everything wonderful. Okay, so Prabhupada said, he ended many lectures with, there's no other way to save the world except, you know, this Krishna consciousness. No compromise. There's many, many preachers, many religions, and they have a lot of understanding, but they compromise in many different things. They don't understand full, you know, surrender, giving up everything. They're simply trying to, what real service to Krishna is. But the Bhagavatam can enliven everyone. Bhagavad Gita and the kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, any comment or question? Question, comment, corrections? Yeah.
You mentioned that you heard many times, or a few times, that people say, what happened to the Hare Krishna?
Right.
I also hear that a lot, and many devotees hear that. And although we're doing a lot of things, and distributing so many books, and being successful in many projects, is still in people's mind, where are the Hare Krishnas? Will you say that maybe because we are neglecting Harinam, chanting on the street and being exposed?
Yeah, I say that. I say it all the time. That's our way to really have everybody notice us, is to be out chanting in the streets. We have to do everything else also. But that's, I mean, I just saw a big list of, one Christian was listing all the cults, the dangerous cults. They didn't mention us. So I was thinking, oh, maybe, you know, people realize they are bona fide now. And I was telling Trivikram Maharaj, he said, no, they don't know we're around anymore. So they don't put us on the... I mean, at one time it said something about yoga and Krishna, but, you know, they were listing all the Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormons, you know, like so many things, but no Hare Krishna. So it means because they think, okay, they're gone, we got rid of them.
There was also a magazine about the spirituality in America. I don't know if you saw that. And they were mentioning so many different groups and talking about different experiences. I didn't see anything about us.
So, you know, so much books have gone out and people are taking out little bits and pieces of them and making their own spiritualities. But Harinam Sankirtan is very, very important too. And it's for our own purification. It's very important to just get out and chant. In London, there's one devotee and he goes out every day twice or three times, sometimes by himself, you know. Then his wife goes with him most of the time. And he tries to get as many people. And you know, every day and up and down, and people know, you know. But even there, people, they have the big Saturday night Harinam, and so many people say, what is this? Who are you? You know, because they've never seen it before. And just, but the more that we do that, the better. It's definitely, what else can we do to really, you know, let the thousands of people see us? We were going in Athens. It's like one of the best places for Harinam in the world. There's just unlimited sidewalk cafes, big ones with hundreds of tables and tourists from all over the world. And there was just like 8 or 10 of us. And people were asking, what are you doing? How are you so blissful? What are you doing? What is this? You know, and the restaurant people were asking us, come inside, you know, go around. Come on, come on. You know, and they're saying, go this way. And they like to see that, you know, it wakes them all up. And then we get purified because, you know, we're chanting much more and definitely we get very enlivened when we see that people respond so nicely, right? So we should try to do it more and more. It doesn't have to be, you know, 200 devotees, like, you know, it doesn't have to be that, even one devotee. Finally, after years, and this devotee, you know, the government gave him an apartment and gives him money, you know, as a missionary worker. So he and his wife, they just do, all they do is Harinam. And it's an apartment like, you know, it would cost like £1,500 a month or something, because it's right near the Soho temple. And other devotees give him money to help, you know, to promote the Sankirtan. And then another devotee to him, oh, they're having trouble in their marriage. And to me, you know, I stayed at their house and everything. They looked. So I asked him, he said, no, we did, but once we started this Harinam, we never have any trouble anymore. And they go, sometimes she goes to one part of town, he goes to another part, they go to Scotland, somebody took them to Russia, you know, and they're inspiring, you know, like, so every day more and more devotees are going with them. Afternoon, evening, morning, you know, like, so, of course, they have all you do there is walk out the door, and you have the whole world right at your feet. So it's a big advantage. But we need to do it more and more. Poland is getting the real inundation of Harinam more than anywhere else. People know Hare Krishna because the summer festival, that 3 or 4 hours every day, just Harinam. So all the devotees are very blissful and working like so. Anyway, I always say that. And it's hard to get through now. Everyone's thinking that, you know, maybe the new bhaktas go out once a week or something. But we need to inundate the world. All right. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrindiki. Todos Devotos.